Once you get past the looming watchtowers, the barbed wire, and the security checkpoints, and enter into the visitor center at Sing Sing, it's actually pretty easy to forget you're dealing with men serving hard time. Each of the inmates I met here was really polite and well-dressed.
Smile. Come on, come on. Excellent. One more time. Cool. Thanks.
The men, they're all men, have changed out of their prison uniforms and into slacks, dress shirts, and ties. And most dramatically, black graduation gowns. Today, 10 of them are getting their master's in professional studies, an intensive one-year graduate degree offered by the New York Theological Seminary that teaches ethics, conflict resolution, and the art of preaching. This is the 31st graduating class from this prison program, and the figures for this program are striking. 40% of the inmates in New York return to prison within 3 years. For graduates of this privately funded program, it's just 10%, and in the last 5 years, it's been zero. That's why the president of the seminary argues that education is the surest indicator of low recidivism rates, even for people who've committed awful crimes, like Rodney Grayson.
I can remember vividly. You know, these two guys are coming to our complex, my project complex, you know, looking good. And me, you know, being young with a group of guys, we like, all right, who they think they are coming in our area, you know?
Rodney was 18 when he went up to a man he didn't know, who he thought came across as arrogant and a little flashy. And as his friends looked on, shot him with a 9mm gun.
When I pulled that trigger, even through my mind of thinking, I knew what I did was wrong. You know, it's just something inside me just died as well. It was a tragedy that just I live every day.
Rodney's now 40. He spent the last 23 years in prison. His crime has made him something of a celebrity, though. He says younger men regularly come up to him, having heard about the time he killed a man for no particular reason. A lot of them admire him for it. But his street cred gives him an opening not everyone has. And he uses it to launch into a discussion of ethics, grounded in faith.
I've learned, I don't care what gang you're in, I don't care how tough you're in, when you start talking about God, it brings a soft spot in a person. You know, it's something innate within us that's dormant, you know. The toughest man respects God, whether he believes in it or not, because it's the unknown and he doesn't know.
But not everyone graduating from the master's program is as religious as Rodney is. Some aren't religious at all, but their intensive reading and coursework has given them skills they can apply anywhere, including conflict resolution. The superintendent of Sing Sing, Michael Capra, told me the graduate students function as a sort of peacekeeping force.
These guys have learned that, you know, by using their words and using their minds, that they can take another path. They can de-escalate a scenario for themselves first and then teach others how to also do that.
Theo Harris is a graduate of the program and a success story. He's published a memoir and now deals with at-risk populations in the Hudson Valley. He spent 40 years in prison because of drug-related charges. But today he's just a visitor and said it was a pretty tough program.
The problem wasn't the studying. The problem was the environment, because we're on a prison gallery where people are hollering and sports is blasting and, you know,
playing the radios.
And, the radio. And then you have people who are resentful of us getting our education. So we had to work through all those obstacles just to be able to get this degree.
And before they got here, all 10 of this year's graduates had to earn their undergraduate degree as well. Some say the support they got from their families made all the difference. Shrestha Sharma is the mother of 33-year-old Pratik Sharma.
I'm very happy, and I have a very proud of my son. That's it.
Mrs. Sharma says her son was like a child when he came to prison, and that he's now matured. Pratik's a lively, charismatic guy, and like the other graduates, he can easily quote from Scripture. He especially likes the writings of Paul, namely Corinthians.
When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I walked like a child. But as I got older, I left those childish things alone.
Pratik moved to Flushing from New Delhi in his late teens. When he was at a party, a fight broke out, and he drove a screwdriver into the side of someone's head. That person went into a coma and eventually died. When he entered prison, Pratik became more spiritual. And although he says he has an upper caste Hindu name, he became a Christian.
You know, there's nobody worshiping Hinduism in prison. And Christianity met me there in the beginning of my incarceration. And plus, I was able to see, like, all these brothers around me. It kind of, like, showed me a better way, enlightened me.
When it's time for the ceremony to begin, the graduates all stand single file and wait at one end of the hall, a large room that looks out past barbed wire and high walls onto the Hudson River. At the other end of the hall, seated, are their friends and family members, people who have driven up from Queens or the Bronx or elsewhere to witness today's ceremony. On cue, the men make their way to the other end of the room as pomp and circumstance starts up. The crowd of well-wishers stands, at first applauding, then cheering, with one man, a past graduate of the program, reminding them to smile. I spoke to Shiv Sharma, a taxi driver and the father of Pratik, about his son's future. Pratik could leave prison in 2 years, but he's likely to be deported to India, where he hopes to become a missionary. His father seems to be quietly weighing all these things, hoping his son has a viable future, but also aware that things will never be easy or predictable.
If they study, they get a lot of knowledge, and they may not do it again.
You think that's true with Pratik also?
No, he's all right. He's very good.
He's in good shape.
Okay. Destiny, you know. We believe in destiny.
This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Vanagopal at WNYC.